At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Anthony Rizzo.
Spiegs, is he playing or no?
No, I don't think he's playing, and I don't think he's going to play. It seems to have been broken, this story, as, you know, stories are often broken, in the middle of the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley by former Blackhawk Chris Chelios.
So to Anthony Rizzo and his family, if he is retiring, this one's going on. Let's hear Rizzo.
It fell upon, of course, Mully and Haw to ask Chelly to clarify on the radio.
A super guy, got to meet his family, his in-laws. He's married a Greek girl, so yeah, I don't think he officially retired.
Sure sounds like Anthony's retiring, and people close to him and close to his Greek wife have heard
Danny
all about it.
Hawk Harrelson on the phone.
My beautiful wife, Eris, and my anniversary.
Great.
40 years.
Lord have mercy. Seems like only yesterday, doesn't it, Hawk?
I don't know. I haven't seen a paycheck in 40 years.
Kind of what I meant, yeah.
Boy, when you marry a Greek.
She's taking real good care of you.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Both of us, ironically, married Greek women. Whew. Well, that's tough. So I'm sure she's in charge of his house like mine's in charge of me. What was the other question?
I don't know. I don't leave me speculating, and I feel like that would be very dangerous.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
Well, them Greeks and those twisted-ass names.
Man, lay off the Greeks. They invented civilization.
The official adventures of...
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Alex has got his headphones ready to rock. Tanny is here. That man right there. This guy.
Yo.
This one?
Yo, yo, yo.
That's Matt Spiegel.
I also have my headphones ready to rock. What's up? Hello. It's going to be a good day, man. We got Nico Horner in a little bit. We got Nick Friedell later. NBA buckets are happening. Jason Leisure. There's stories all over the place. And Lawrence, forget the false deadline of Mother's Day.
I thought it was a good deadline that we put together, Speaks.
I agree. We created it. It was schedule-based, but this is the legit age-old time after time, season after season, decade after decade, Mark Post, of Memorial Day for the baseball season.
Memorial Day, 4th of July, trade deadline, Labor Day. That's usually how it works.
Or 60 games, I remember people saying as well, and usually Memorial Day is right about there.
60 games, you find out what you have. Mm-hmm. And 60 games, you figure out what you go get what you need. And then 42 games, you play it out.
So how you feel? How you feel about everything?
I think that things look great for the Cubs right now.
They're 33-21. They are in first place by 3 games. They have the best run differential in the National League, second only to the Yankees in all of baseball.
You know that I look in the rearview mirror and I go, well, there's the Cardinals, though. And the Cardinals are, what, 6 games over 500 as mm-hmm. it stands mm-hmm. right now? But it doesn't seem like there's a lot of challengers coming from the National League Central to this Cubs team.
You'll see the Reds again this weekend, but those Reds have some problems.
They're incomplete. Now, the thing is that I imagine that if we get to August, they might be better. You know, now that Francona has been able to kind of get his hands on some of the problems, similar to the Craig Counsell, like, let this guy get in there and figure out exactly what's wrong and then start working on some of that stuff. But the Brewers have been a disaster. The Pirates don't care. And there was talk that the Cardinals were going to start to sell off, but their pitching has been so good that there's no reason for them to sell off. They are in prime position to be a wild card team and can theoretically look and say, we're competing for a division title.
In this Cubs thing, there's enough players having legit real good seasons to feel good about. And then there's like magical happenings all over the place.
Like the Reese McGuire stuff this weekend?
They lost both catchers in terms of the news cycle. Both catchers officially within like an hour and a half on Sunday morning. Miguel Amaya to the injured list, even though that happened Saturday night. Then Carson Kelly with an illness, and Reese McGuire comes up and hits two home runs in his first game as a Cub.
Yeah, he was planning on just being depth.
After his second home run, like, he celebrated for like 20 seconds, and then he and Tommy Hotovy are in the dugout going over whichever pitcher was coming in the next inning. All right, who is this? What does he throw? What are we doing? What's the plan? I mean, it's crazy. They've got stuff like that happening all the time. And then all the starting pitchers who are filling in as the Shota thing goes on and on and on.
They're doing okay, but overall, I still think that that's a problem that can be exacerbated. Hopefully, Shota gets back sooner rather than later, and he's going to start throwing off level ground, I think, tonight.
And then that White Sox thing, I know the record's almost the same as it was last year.
It feels different.
It feels very different. In fact, I think there are enough data points to put together on this White Sox thing that you can say that the organization is turning a corner.
All right, I want you to hold on to that thought until much, much later in the show.
A corner is being turned.
We need to talk about that.
How much later? Much later.
6:05? No.
For our WSOX show that we do at 6:05. But when we come back, Nico Horner is going to join us. Let's talk to him about the pizza. Let's ask him for some tips for Layla and Marshall on the seventh inning stretch.
And do you know where he was during the PCA Grand Slam? Listeners, if you don't know where he was, you got to stick around to hear that as well.
That's next. Spiegel and Holmes with Nico Horner next on The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ben
6, second baseman number 2, Nico Hoerner.
Nico Hoerner, that's so fun.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico. Oh, man, it's funny.
Nico Hoerner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
Got good hair. He's jacked, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm jealous.
Called court awareness.
That's right.
Nico's got it.
Cubs wins and dates with Bruce. It's a great thing.
Double dates. Wow.
All right, guys. Nico Hoerner.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
We rely on Nico to bring energy.
Line drive, one hop. Diving stop by Nico, and he throws him out. Sensational play by Nico Hoerner.
Being engaged in every single play and the details mattering, and that matters. And Nico is maybe our best at it, as like being just engaged in every single moment of the game. He's so good at that.
Chopped to the right side, fielded on a high hop by McLain, goes to tag. Nico missed him. Everybody safe.
And it's a play like that that gets you an extra out. They don't get an out on a ball they should get an out on, and then there's a rally.
And the pitch. And a high fly ball hit to deep left center field. This one is over the head of Hayes. One hops the wall. Swanson scores, racing around third and coming home without a throw. Pete Crow Armstrong. Two-run double, Nico Hoerner. And the Cubs knock it on the door. It's now 8-6 Reds here in the seventh as Nico comes through.
He's one of the smartest people I've been around in a bunch of different areas. But yeah, Nico Hoerner is a really good baseball player.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom. I actually completely missed that.
Nico Hoerner on 670 The Score.
How fun is that?
Nico Hoerner on The Score is brought to you by Huntington, home of the asterisk free checking. More at huntington.com/your money. And we are happy to bring Nico onto The Score Circa hotline, Circa Sports Illinois. Download the Circa app today. Hey, Nico, how are things?
Doing pretty well. I always enjoy the recap. Obviously, that had extra nice things, but it's a lot happens every week, you know, so sometimes it's good to kind of check in.
Glad you dig it. Yeah, Chris Tannehill thoughtfully putting together the stuff that happens during the week. Did have Craig Counsell saying nice things about you. Pete Crow Armstrong saying nice things about you. A play where you avoided a tag to extend an inning. But let's start at the end, Nico. This is the big one. The Pete Crow Armstrong Grand Slam. One of the more exciting moments of your season so far. Counsell apparently went berserk in the dugout. Could you please detail your experience with the Pete Crow Armstrong Grand Slam from Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, the media asked me after the game, like, what my own perspective of it was, like, very specifically asked me that. And like, I was not in the dugout. I was going to the bathroom, as we tend to do throughout games, and not the locker room one, though, the one like right next to the dugout. And so I had the full like audible experience. I felt like I was like listening to a game on the radio or something. But yeah, it was a memorable trip to an otherwise forgettable place.
Is that bathroom like is it hygienically sound? Like, is it a good experience?
No. There's not much difference between the sink and the toilet.
That's just you're just using that for efficiency. But so I mean, yeah. did using it during a Pete at bat, do you think that's advisable? Is that something you're going to take under consideration the rest of the way?
Yeah, maybe I need to get out of there. But we've had a lot of good swings in very different situations, so I think we can take the superstition out of that one, fortunately.
All right, good.
All right, just one more on this bathroom, this important bathroom line of questioning, Nico. Like, you have to time it, so it has to be, like, where is Pete in relation to where you hit? Is that a couple hitters in front? Do you need to time it based on the lineup, sir?
Wasn't that the same? I think I scored that inning already and, like, came straight off the field. So it was a time of need.
Okay.
So Nico,
I think we covered that, don't you?
I'm glad. Five questions on is a lot.
Whatever.
But Nico, watching the way this offense performs and that situation being a part of it, you guys, it seems as if you guys never feel like you're out of a game. How does that make you guys in the clubhouse feel to know that this offense could explode at any time?
Yeah, it feels great. I think it's what's cool about it, too, is it doesn't come from a place of like, all right, guys, here we go, like rallying cry kind of thing. It just more so feels like who we are, just rolling really good at bats out there. And then you throw in some good base running, or maybe we get some extra outs or extra bases. And that's when you really have the chance for big innings to explode. And It's happened a lot lately. It's been really special when it has.
Yeah, that Saturday game when you guys were down 8-3 and came all the way back.
Insane comeback,
insane. Like, and the fans believe. I mean, there were a lot of fans there in Cincy, weren't there? Did you feel that fan presence? And did you guys believe you could come back in that one as it was happening?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Cincinnati feels like a place just with that ballpark, and they, you know, it's been an offensive place where there's always kind of runs out there. That's just what it feels like there, especially, you know, getaway days, or it just feels like those games when there's opportunity. And Saya's exclamation point was pretty incredible. I mean, he hit it 116 off the bat, and it was just an explosion right there that was really incredible. Yeah.
He leads the major leagues in RBIs. He's ahead of...
And Pete's right behind him, right?
The Cubs are 1-2 ahead of guys named Devers and Judge. Like, what can you say about Saya's season? And those guys have a great relationship too, it seems, Nico.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun together. And I know RBIs are a stat people don't credit as much. And obviously it's a team stat of sorts, but that's part of what's cool about it. When you have two guys on the same team driving in that many runners, it just is a sign of, you know, two players that are obviously playing incredibly, but also the group as a whole just creating opportunities and capitalizing on them. And if Saya is driving in over 100 runs, that's an incredible place for our offense to be.
Watching the way that things have gone so far, and here we are at Memorial Day, and that's one of the standard parts of the season where you kind of take an assessment of where you're at. How do you feel about where the Cubs are at right now?
I feel good about where we're at, and that I like how we've responded to things that haven't gone well. I mean, obviously the record is in a strong place and we're leading the division. So, you know, hard to argue with that, but it hasn't been like a perfectly smooth ride between, unique schedule and then some injuries that we've dealt with and some tough losses, and every bit of that, I feel like we've responded really well to. And I think that's a great sign for whatever's to come ahead.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? Like starting pitcher injuries, bullpen roles in flux. Is that some of the stuff you're talking about? There's been a lot of things like that.
Yeah, I mean, we've had one catcher for the last couple days. Like, that's pretty unique. Maddie getting sent down and coming back up and playing a really impressive week of all-around baseball, from the at-bats to the defense to base running, all of it, just being a really complete player and responding to that challenge right away. I think it's just been there's good, steady responses to, you know, inevitable challenges that the season has.
Yeah, Matt Shaw's had a really, really good week.
So good. I feel like it was kind of quiet in some ways, but just like, I don't even know numbers wise or things like that, but just his quality of at bat was so good. Aggressive swings, those doubles in Miami were so impressive, and then some really extraordinary defensive plays and big spots. Just love how he's carrying himself. He looks awesome.
It's funny, like, you're here in the studio, Joe Madden is doing one of his hits on MLB Network, and I used to host the Joe Madden Show, Nico, and I would talk to him about hitting, and he would talk about Javier Baez and how he always felt like Javi laying off pitches and then going to right field was always a great sign. So I've always had that in the back of my mind whenever I watch a hitter, on how effectively are they going the opposite way. And seeing Shaw, you hit doubles to right field, show him pop to the opposite field, that feels like a hitter is in a really good space to me.
Yeah, he has an impressive power to the opposite field. I mean, almost all of us produce better to the pull side than opposite field. It's the pull side ball in the air is just kind of hard to argue with. You know, it's the most valuable ball in the game, right? But his ability to drive the ball to the opposite field, he did it through all the minor leagues and hit for power that direction, and definitely makes him a tough out to be able to drive the ball to all parts of the field.
You mentioned you guys are down to one catcher. If you had to, could you catch an inning?
I do not think I would do a very good job. I would give it my best. I'm not like super mobile in the hips. I have trouble getting down there. And as hard as I've worked on my rehab, I don't know if I'm the guy you want throwing guys out quite yet. So
which non-catcher would you trust most to catch if they had to?
Yeah, I think for the past couple of years, Patrick Wisdom was our like emergency guy. You know, he was pretty built for that, both personality wise and skill set wise. But Bruhan was wearing the gear the other day in the batting cage, catching off the machine, cracking guys up, getting down in like exaggerated stances. And I think he was on Sunday in Cincinnati. I think he was our emergency guy. Unfortunately, we didn't have to see that, but it was pretty funny.
That is amazing. Thrown
out
his name
down to like the
Benito Santiago.
He had that. He had the knee down, leg way out to the side, and I got no shot in that space. I'm not getting up if I do that. So
I mean, but you had to have somebody because Carson was ill. I mean, what was your observance of Reese McGuire and his day on Sunday to homer twice and get advice on pitchers in the dugout between innings? Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, you hit on it perfectly in that. I mean, obviously hitting two strike homers off lefty breaking balls as a lefty hitter is like pretty incredible, right? And then when he was called up, he wasn't even expecting to catch, first of all. Like, he wasn't going to start. Carson gets very sick. And then, but what you said about just getting the pitchers and the game planning and the feel for the game, like, that's the really hard stuff. You know, if he had gone 0-for-4 and caught a good game, that would have been amazing, right? Like, so impressive what he's done the last couple of days. And I know he's always a guy who's come with really high praise of his baseball IQ and feel for the game and things like that. And that always really, really stood out in the last couple of days.
We're with Nico Hoerner here on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. Was looking at some of the numbers. Nico, you're on fire the last 10 games, hitting 366. Mm-hmm. 366 the last 10 games, hitting 303 in the last 22. And it's just, I mean, I think we asked you last week if you were feeling good, and the answer is yes. But, you know, here you are. You're third best in strikeout rate in all of baseball. Luis Arraez, Jacob Wilson, the rookie on the A's, who's probably going to win Rookie of the Year. Nico Hoerner, Stephen Kwan, Mookie Betts. That's top five of guys who don't strike out. You take pride in that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's an interesting topic, right? Because like, the contact is something that can be kind of a blessing and a curse, right? Like, you obviously want to put balls in play, but you want to put hard hit quality balls in play. And so it's always a fine line. And, I think that I can continue to do a better job of knowing how to best use that strength, something I've always done well. But with where the stuff is at in today's game, I think anytime you can have like your walks and strikeouts within the same range is, there's almost no one in baseball that does this, has that anymore, like more walks and strikeouts. And I'm not there, but I think it's just a sign of quality of bats. And so,
sounds like you are very aware of what you have, kind of a unique profile statistically in terms of what the league does. And so without power necessarily being a big part of it, it means you got to what? Steal bases, run the bags well, play great defense. You're doing that. So the value is obviously there.
Yeah, I mean, it is hard to provide value in this game without hitting the ball over people's heads that often, and especially not clearing the fence. Extra base hits are more so the standard than home runs. And so having had some more doubles in, you know, the last month or so, that matters a lot. And, I don't plan on not hitting home runs. I definitely plan on hitting some balls over the fence, and I will. But important to know I can impact games without that.
Yeah, I'm predicting June. Like I was telling you last week, I'm feeling like June is going to be a month where you explode with home runs. So I'm looking forward to seeing that be the case, because you're definitely on it.
I want wind blowing in 12 miles an hour today, so we'll see.
Yep. See, we got another week, and then we'll get you where you need to be. We had a discussion about Justin Turner last week, and we were talking about like veteran leadership, and sometimes it's a nebulous term, like the idea of having a vet in the clubhouse. When you were younger, what did you need or want to know from veteran players? And what do you think about what Justin Turner has been for your clubhouse?
Yeah, I think everyone's so different with how they actually play the game that it's rarely like, man, put your hands up here and you'll do this and that. It's more like how to take care of your body, how to keep up with relationships during the season. Like just what being a good teammate actually looks like. It's a lot of things like that, and how to enjoy yourself when you're not playing well in the big leagues and all that. So JT sets a great tone for everybody just in his excitement and joy in being in baseball and in the locker room and on the field and talking the game and having fun in between things. It's just it's a great combination of things that he really appreciates just being in the major leagues and making the most of it.
And what did you need when you were a young kid, like looking for answers? What did you want to know?
I think the people that have helped me most have just emphasized like the, that I don't always need to do more. I think I was definitely how I am and how especially I was wired when I was first here. Anything that you're not doing well, you just work and work and work on it. But they really isn't always the best thing for your game, but also your body and your headspace. So, obviously still working on that, but yeah, the best players I've been around have their work down pretty simple forms. It all looks different, but most of them keep it pretty simple.
Wow. That's interesting. That reminds me of a conversation I had with Jameson Taillon last year, I think, about how, some of the guys he came up with were pitchers who just worked and worked and worked and threw and threw and threw and pushed themselves so hard, and that he had to learn to just, do what you're talking about. Just like, get the work nice and clean and just focus on the work and trust it. And that dude was great yesterday. He's having a great year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And his interest in pitching and in finding new ways of improving, is what really makes him special. And the changeup he's throwing to lefties this year has been so good, and it's a different grip than in past years, and it's been totally game changer for him and how he can throw to left-handed hitters. And there's a lot of guys that get to a certain point in their career and they've made a certain amount of money, and it's just like, yeah, I'm pretty good, I'm gonna just do my best to keep doing that. And his is just never ending kind of search of how he can improve, and it's also I think what he loves about doing it.
Nico, one of our friends here at the station, actually, I think the last time you were out, Layla sat in with me and we talked with Nico. Layla's going to be doing the seventh inning stretch tonight, Nico. So, one, we wanted to make you aware so that, if you guys got the game in pretty much control and you can enjoy it, to know that that's our friend Layla and Marshall, that they're up there doing their thing. Two, do you have any tips on how they should approach doing the stretch?
Don't play it cool. Really go for it. I think everyone at Wrigley's there to have a good time, and whatever that means to you, just really, there's no right way to do it, I'd say. It's just whatever excitement that you have and you want to bring, and know that everyone's there to have a good time and they want to see you do the same.
That's great advice. Just lean in and have fun. Do you hear it and notice it? It just depend on where you are in the lineup as you guys are grabbing helmets and such.
I don't think I've noticed one this year yet. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe
this, totally honest.
No, it's fair. That's right. Yeah. You're working. You're very busy. It's understandable.
About this though, Nico? Cause I was watching yesterday's game at my parents' house, and after you guys won, my mom was like, wow, they really let the song go on for a long time on the broadcast. Do you guys hear the Go Cubs Go at the end of the game?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like when the final out's recorded and I go over to Dansby, we say a couple things, whatever, and I just usually just kind of look around. It's always like a pretty special thing to take in, and I think it makes you appreciate
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Not to take advantage, take for granted, like, winning in the big leagues and just, like, winning at home at Wrigley with people there, like, I've always kind of noticed that for sure.
You know what's really cool about baseball, Nico? Like, that conversation we had about your value. Right now, you're a 2.1 B-War. I don't even know if you look or you care, but here are the players who have the exact same wins above replacement as you in terms of value, okay? Kyle Schwarber, home run guy.
He's pretty good.
Kodai Senga, starting pitcher for the Mets. Andres Munoz, the great closer for Seattle. And then, you know, Manny Machado, Matt Olson, Matt Chapman, Carson Kelly, your teammate. All of you have a 2.1. So you get, people get there a lot of different ways, dude, but your value is very obvious this year.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, WAR is a, you know, I'm sure it's not perfect and there's a lot of things that go into it, but as a player, it can be a healthy way of looking just at like your overall contribution, because the hitting side can be maddening in our sport, I think. And just knowing there's a lot of ways to provide value. Yeah.
Well, Nico, we appreciate you, man. Continued success and good health and good luck tonight against the Rockies.
All right. Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Nico. Yeah. I mean, is that a crazy list of players at 2.1 right now in MLB?
What it says to us is what Nico projects out to be about a 5-WAR player if he stays on what he's doing, right? Because we're not halfway through the season, and he's a 2.1. So, and that would be a major victory.
Salute
for the Cubs if they have a guy that's projecting. They have two guys that are projecting out to be 6+ WAR guys in Tucker and P. Crow Armstrong.
Yeah,
to have Nico, who's kind of like in the 3-4 WAR territory, be a 5-WAR guy. That's pretty good.
And there's a couple things that he did on Friday that, I mean, I guess he gets credit for the base advance when he avoided the tag at third base as part of his WAR, however incremental. But the 12-pitch at bat he had against Hunter Green that ended up in a pop-out was referenced by several different people after that game of just like tiring out an ace. Like that, like really making the ace work in his first game back off the injured list. So Nico does some stuff that doesn't show up in WAR as well.
Wait, let me narrow cast for a second. Layla, Nico said you should go for it. She's in the room.
Okay.
We told her. We gave her Nico's advice.
Sorry. All right. Yeah,
Layla Rahimi is in the room.
To go for it.
At first, I joked with her saying that Nico said to threaten the home plate umpire. Yeah. Rest in peace, Mongo. But no, he said go for it. Declan Doyle just walked in. Sorry.
Declan Doyle is in the room. Yeah. Saskatoon is in the room.
That's right.
It's amazing. Yeah, whatever we can offer from Layla, like, we're helping her out. We're getting players involved. Yeah. We're getting the organists involved.
I like it.
Yeah.
Just wait until we do the episode with Nico and we tell him about you singing the anthem.
Oh, man.
On the 18th. For those of you who bought tickets for the 17th, I'm sorry. Speaks is going to be singing the anthem on the 18th of June.
Got nervous again yesterday. Was at the ball game yesterday. And
are you, like, starting to scout that?
I can't help it. I'm like, usually I'm just hanging around for the anthem, like just enjoying it, whatever. And this time I'm like hearing people like, oh, that's an interesting take. Who are these guys yesterday? These two guys in a folk band, Silver Surfer. That would have been a story.
Well, Silver Surfer, you're going to be seeing Silver Surfer very soon. It's going to be a different version than what most really? People are used to in the Fantastic Four movie.
All right, good. But, and it wasn't Silver Slugger either, even though I was at the ballpark.
A couple of those in the Cubs in the ball lineup. Game. Yeah.
None in the Colorado lineup.
Oh, they're not good.
Woo.
Speaks. They are a tough watch, sir. They are a tough watch.
My goodness. Yeah.
Well, was it the Silver Bullet Band?
With no, Bob Seger it wasn't there? The Silver Bullet Band either. I don't remember who it was. It was Silver something. Wasn't the Silver Springs? Was it like Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks?
Was it Shel Silverstein?
It wasn't. But where the sidewalk
was it the Silvers?
No, it was the Silver Jews or Silver Chair necessarily. Wasn't any of those things. Damn it. Silver Sun Pickups? Wasn't them either? I don't know who it was. But they were good. I did, yes. I got nervous. Absolutely.
Okay. I guess that means you care.
It means I care. I want to be good. I want it to be interesting.
I like that you're scouting it. I like that you're like, okay, where's this person standing? What key are they in?
What are they
in?
Doing? Like, well, they did like a folk thing, acoustic, two singers, some cool harmonies.
And you're doing an accompaniment too.
Yeah, doing a thing. Me and solo guitar. It's all going to be fine.
It's going to be great. Like tonight's going to be great for, mm-hmm. for Layla and Marshall
yes,
doing
is.
The seventh inning stretch. So if you're going out to the game tonight, show them a lot of love. And Nico says, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to tell Layla that, because she will go for it.
Alex Kuhn is going to show up tonight and sing God Bless America. The Cubs don't know it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, they don't usually do that on Mondays, but I mean, what the hell?
They don't.
No, that's a Sunday thing.
Is it really?
Yeah, God Bless America is Sundays.
Speaks.
What?
Why do we have to limit it to Sunday?
I mean, come on.
That's why Alex is going.
On Tuesdays, they do surprise God Bless America. They just let somebody know several hours before the game, and they go out and sing it.
They pick a name out of a hat. Just some random human, and tonight it's Alex. Congrats, man.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a much better song, actually, I think.
God Bless America?
Yeah, I like it more than the anthem.
I like America the Beautiful.
I like Living in America.
Living in America.
That's what I'm going to do on the 18th. They don't know it yet.
You may not be looking for the promised land, but you might find it anyway.
I'll do Steve Miller's Living in the USA. Do, 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 do.
I like at the end of it where he goes, Eddie Murphy, eat your heart out. That's a great point in that song.
Yeah, that would not go over well. How to never get invited back for the anthem.
There's all sorts of ways to not get invited back.
Oh, there are options abounding. It's true.
You can grab your crotch and then spit. You can do that. That's happened.
Uh-huh. I won't, though.
Don't do that. Nick Friedell is going to talk to us about what was a wacky weekend of basketball. We're going to discuss that, and I'm sure he's going to have some shots at the Bulls next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.